Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to So You Think You're Iconic, the movie podcast. And Kelly, I have a quick question for you.
What's up?
Who is the queen of Disney? There
Who
is
is
a
the queen
right,
of Disney?
the queen of Disney. And I'm only going to limit it to our time of Disney, because obviously after our time, there were no real queens. Like, let's be for real. So let's say here, how. I'll give you some options. There is Hilary Duff, Raven, Selena Gomez, Miley, I almost called her Miley Stewart, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, and who else? Did I say Selena Gomez already? That might be it. Oh, I guess I can throw in the throwaway girls, but like they weren't really it girls, but like Ashley Tisdale,
I was about to say,
Brenda Song. Who is, because this has been a debate on Twitter all week, who is the queen of Disney? When you think of Disney projects, you think of vast Disney success. Like, who was running the game on Disney Channel? Who is the queen of Disney?
So I immediately had an answer come to mind when you asked. But then you said another name and I was like, huh.
Do you want to tell me your
So
original answer first, or do you
my
want
original answer was Selena Gomez.
to?
And then shoot. And then Hilary Duff.
So I
Because
said.
I'm thinking TV shows, I'm thinking music, I'm thinking movies.
Well, none of those options were who people were fighting over. So
Really?
no. So on Twitter, the fights were over because Miley Cyrus is getting a Disney Legend Award.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she's like the first like Disney Channel star to get one. All the other people have been like people who worked at the company or like huge stars who just happen to be in Disney movies, like Anika Noni Rose for The Princess and the Frog, Dick Van Dyke, like yeah, like that. So Miley Cyrus is the like first legend. So the argument going across Twitter right now is that people think that the first Disney Channel star to have gotten that award should have been Raven Simone. And I wholeheartedly agree. When I think of Disney Channel, I think of Raven Simone. I don't think of, just because she was on Hannah Montana, and I get Hannah Montana was thoroughly successful, but let me tell you this fact right now. To this day, Raven Simone, when she was on That's So Raven, has the most watched episode of a Disney Channel show ever.
Dang,
Her Country Cousins episode came out in 2005 and had 10.8 million viewers.
Oh, jeez, what?
Yes. She's also been on like five DCOMs. She has had two pretty much spin-offs. She's had That's So Raven, and then she had the spin-off Cory in the House, which she was on a couple episodes of. And then she has a show that is still on the air to this day. And I think it started when my sister was in elementary school, maybe middle school.
What?
Yeah, Raven's Home. That show has been on for years.
Oh.
I think it's been on for like 6, 7 years at this point.
Oh yeah, you're
Like
right.
insane. She's had albums with Disney. She has done the Cheetah Girls.
The Cheetah
If
Girl,
she
you're
had gone on
right.
t if she had gone on tour with the Cheetah Girls, just imagine how much bigger it would have been. She's had merch. She had merchandise. She was the first Disney Channel show to have more than 64 episodes. Raven Simone was running Disney. She was paying the bills.
She kept the lights on.
Without her and the Cheetah Girls, there would have been no High School Musical and there would have been no Hannah Montana. True. Raven Simone is the queen of Disney, and I don't want any more disrespect happening.
Ever. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Raven Simone is the queen of Disney, and there's no other answer. If you're thinking that Miley Cyrus is the answer because she has the most successful career now out of all the girls who have been on Disney, that's fine, I guess, but that doesn't equate to her Disney success.
Yeah.
Also, she's a Nepo baby, so makes it kind of easier.
But also, I feel like I wasn't even like thinking like who's even the most famous still now or who's had like a great comeback or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was literally thinking like just during that era who diversified the most. And sure,
The answer is still Raven Simone.
Yeah. But because she was just Hannah Montana in anything.
That's it.
For Raven Simone, she had different shows, she had different movies, and they were different genres. They were different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she had the music. So like talking about that, she diversified, baby, and she had success in all of it. So like I get it.
Miley was just Hannah, which loved she was just Hannah. Hannah, huge success. Of course.
Great.
Amazing. Love Miley Cyrus to this day. No one was happier than me when she won them two Grammys.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Raven Simone is the queen of Disney Channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still pulling in numbers for Disney Channel to this day. Queen of Disney. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, she's got it.
She's got it.
No contest.
She's been on, like I said, she's been on like 7 DCOMs. Like, come on, y'all. But yeah, that's all I had to say. So, Kelly, how was your week?
It was very stressful. Lots of... I'm still learning some new duties at my job, and a lot of people were out this week. Ooh. So, it was like covering... but also trying to learn all these new tasks at the same time. So that was just very not great. Other than that, kind of a chill week. Kind of.
Love that for you.
I gotta go to a baby shower later.
Ew.
Yay.
I'm sorry. I hate baby showers. And I can't explain it. Can't explain it, but I just don't like them. Maybe I'm just traumatized because literally the night after my mom's baby shower, she gave birth to my sister.
Oh my gosh. I've never really been interested in baby showers, so
yeah. And nothing's more traumatizing as a child as going to sleep and then waking up and your mom is not in your house.
Not in the house, yeah. And suddenly there's another kid somewhere.
I mean, Nyla was not born by the time I woke up, but she was gone. And my grandpa was there, and I was like, what are you doing here?
My mother was in the house when I went to bed. She should still be here.
Like, I was 10. I didn't understand that you could just have a baby at any time. Like, it wasn't clicking for me.
Right.
But yeah, I really just don't like baby showers. I don't know. I've been to like 2 at this point, and they're not for me.
Yeah, I've been to a handful, like family, friends, and like family, and I'm not really interested.
That's something we can skip from now on. Let's phase those out. Okay. Let's see. As for me, it was kind of a boring week, like it usually is. I'm just very bored all the time. We've been through this. But I did secure some Megan Thee Stallion tickets. So
yes, you did.
Happy about that. Very happy about that. Can't wait. It's gonna be
2
great.
months? 2 months? 3 months?
It's in
June.
It's in like 2.5 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Around there. Can't wait though. Another reason to leave my house. Right. I'll take it. Also, this is a place we had not gone before. We went to another place. So, yay. I mean, I think you've been here, but I haven't, so.
Yeah, I've been there. That's where Doja was.
Okay, cool.
That's where I was texting you that it was really nice, and they had, like, the little drink markets, and they had, like, this really nice bar area on, like, the second floor.
Fun. Kelly can carry me out drunk. Fun!
Yay. Also, I know a little sly parking area that's like close but not expensive. So
good. It'll be a repeat of that Shakespeare thing. Kelly will have to drag me to her car.
We'll have to find a McDonald's.
Find
or something.
Find something for me to consume immediately. It'll be great.
It'll be good.
We'll really cherish those memories.
We will.
But yeah, other than that, it's just been a boring week. Friday, I actually kind of had some work to do, which was kind of exciting.
Yay.
Unfortunately, it started raining again. I don't know who said that was allowed, but it
yeah, it rained last night here too, and I think it's going to rain today.
Like, I knew it was going to rain on Friday. It rained on Friday, which really sucked because I like left the house Friday evening to go see Luca. And so that kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. I had to leave early. People were driving crazy. I'm like, how do y'all forget how to drive in the rain so easily? Like, it just rained for like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then yesterday I woke up, it was sunny. I was like, great. And so I watched a couple of movies in the morning, watched this movie, wrote my notes, and then I was going to go for a walk, and literally, it was still sunny. I got dressed to go for a walk, opened the front door, locked it, set the alarm. As soon as my foot took a step out of the threshold of the door, it started raining. Like, literally as soon as...
They knew.
Like, it was sun showers, too. Like, I was like, no, I'm tripping. Yeah. Right? Like, it's not raining.
And it's not raining.
And I stared for a minute, and it was raining.
Yeah.
And so I just took my butt back in the house.
Yeah. It got really windy yesterday morning. And then it just blew in all the clouds by, like, midday. And then 9 o'clock it was raining.
Ooh, it's spring.
It was supposed to be 80 yesterday, and now it's I think it's gonna be 64 today, like the high of 64.
That sounds like a nice day.
Yeah,
our weather has been for like the next week has been changing every couple of hours.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, ours too. Like, we were supposed to have like a huge temperature dip this week. And then, like, it's only showing, like, 3 days of, like, low 60s, and then it's back up into the 70s again. So, I don't know. It keeps changing.
Make up your mind. What if I want to do something? Like, make up your mind.
Plan around my schedule, please.
I'm finally going to have some money next week. Like, please let me live my best life.
Right.
I want to go to Applebee's and get a bucket.
How long are those things going to be there?
Who knows? But by the way, if you don't know, Applebee's is bringing back the Bacardi buckets. Everyone go as soon as possible.
Yes.
I can't wait, personally. I've never had one yet.
Oh, why do I feel like you have?
I haven't.
Because that's so you.
Because I feel like last year, they weren't out here. Like, I was very excited
for
them.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. We wanted to go and get it.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was only, like, happening like on the East Coast or something.
East Coast.
I was very confused.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, so tune back next week, see if that happens.
See if the Bacardi bucket is in the area.
Mm-hmm. Also, just quick side note, I'm not going to really get into this, but Nickelodeon needs to be shut down immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. Shut it down. Why am I still learning about horrible things happening at that company to this day? Shut it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the least offensive thing I heard about that company. And it's that Victoria Justice, at this ripe old age of 14, was making out with a 20-year-old on Zoey 101. Shut it down. That's, I'm done with that company. I'm so sorry. Like, I literally will never be able to watch anything from Nickelodeon ever again. It's done. Shut it down.
Right.
But yeah, that's it for me, Kelly. So let's talk about happier things. Let's talk about our movie this week. This week,
Alrighty. We're
talking about Honey.
Honey!
So, we start off with bartender Honey Daniel serving drinks at a club when her friend Gina comes in and they go out and dance after Honey's shift is over. And then Honey complained about her being late, but she wasn't late.
She wasn't.
She was like, I told
she
you
was to not be- late.
She was like, I told you to be here at 12. And she's like, well, you can't rush perfection. And then she's still serving drinks. And then she looks over at the clock and it just turned 12.
Right.
And what bartender gets off of the clock at midnight? Like
at midnight, right. That midnight, I feel like, would be the rush hour.
Yeah.
And you would need to be there.
In New York? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But the party don't really start jumping until like 1 a.m.
Right.
But whatever. And so while they're dancing, Honey is videoed by a man who's videotaping choreographer/dancer Katrina. Katrina gets very hot when she sees everybody looking at Honey instead of her. So Gina rips some of her weave out.
Yep.
As a good friend should.
That was so savage. And mm-hmm. deserved.
It was very deserved. Like, don't get it twisted.
Katrina no, do not it get coming. It twisted. Oh, yeah, she definitely had it coming.
She was calling them skanks and hoes for no reason.
Right! She came in swinging. So...
She body-checked Honey for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
All Honey was doing was dancing. Like, she wasn't
right.
calling her out. She wasn't doing nothing.
Right, she didn't say nothing to her.
She didn't say nothing to her. Katrina's not a girl's girl, but that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah.
When they're leaving out the back, they see a bunch of kids breakdancing, and Honey meets Benny and his little brother, Raymond, and invites them to her dance class.
Very cute.
Very cute. Even though he was flirting with a grown woman at the ripe old age.
That was not cute.
14. The next day, Honey goes to the youth center and teaches a dance class. And when a girl falls, she tells her that messing up is fine as long as you keep count. And then Benny and his friends show up. And when they obviously can't keep up, they just start clowning around. Like, I caught you, Benny. You and your little right. friends.
Right. You just got here. Calm down.
Right.
It's okay.
Y'all acting like y'all too cool to do this, but in reality, you just can't keep up.
Right, exactly.
Which, by the way, it wasn't even a hard dance.
It wasn't. They're just, like, they were just pressed.
I know I've seen this movie a couple times, but I feel like I could catch on to that dance pretty easily.
A lot of the dances weren't that hard, if I'm being
because
honest.
Because Jessica Alba was dancing. She's not a dancer.
Dang, she's not.
Later, Honey meets up with her parents, and her mom wants her to teach ballet, but she loves what she does, and so her dad takes her to a dance audition, but she gets sent home because they only want girls who have agents.
That was so dumb. The fact that she's all like,
I've never heard of a dance agent.
I don't either.
I'm sure it exists.
I'm sure they exist. But also, I just don't like the reason why she was sent away.
I mean, he did say that they saw all of the, they had the open auditions earlier,
I
and she
know, but
missed
the fact
them.
that like that they didn't specify on whatever flyer that she saw that it was only open until, a certain
I mean,
time.
yeah, that is
Like
dumb
that's the
on their
part,
part.
that got me a little heated. The rest of it was fine.
Heated.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
But yeah, yeah, weird. Weird. Weird all around. But that's showbiz, baby.
True.
Later, a music video director. I had to change this man's like title like 50 times.
Yeah, because he
Because
doesn't really say who he is.
he said he was like a music producer, and then he said he was an executive, and then eventually I realized that all he was doing was shooting music videos. I was like, so he's a music video director.
Yes, he is a music video director.
So I was like, so not anything that you said you were before.
Yes.
Got it. Red flag number one, honey. You gotta watch out for him.
Yeah. Also,
And
he's got a big ass forehead.
he does have a big forehead.
His what like I his like actual face, like where your eyes and mouth are and everything there, is so small on such a huge canvas.
It's a little unsettling,
Yeah, it
but
is.
you can't judge people on how they look. Like it's fine though. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. So his name is Michael Ellis. And he sees the video of Honey dancing and thinks that she's good. And so later he goes up to her in the club and offers her a job as a dancer on his video for Jadakiss. Which, who does that? Why would you not just send someone? Why would you
Right. Why do you gotta go yourself?
yourself? I
Like
guess
you get
it makes it a little easier because like it was a little shady.
It was
Like
very shady.
just going up to this girl and be like, hey, I want you to be in my music video.
Right. And she had the right response, by the way.
Right. She was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, she's like, no.
She was like, one
I
of
don't even
two
know
things
who
is
you
happening
are.
here. Either
Right.
you are doing a music video, but I'm going to be shaking my ass in a thong, or
Right.
you're not doing a music video, you just want to sleep with me.
Right, exactly.
Which
Either way, I'm not into it.
valid. So yeah.
Right.
But he gives her car his card and is like, just call tomorrow. And I'll get you a job as a dancer. And so while Honey is teaching a class, she gets hit on by a man named Chaz and gets more acquainted with Raymond.
Wait, his name is
Meanwhile,
Chaz?
his name is Chaz.
I didn't know that man's name, so
I mean, it's fine. It's
just
not.
I did not know, and now that I know, I'm like, okay.
It's Chaz.
Ooh, Chaz.
Meanwhile, Benny is like running around with drug dealers.
Yes.
When Honey gets a call from Michael about the shoot, she gets there and to like the choreographer's like chagrin, she gets
Oh
added
yeah.
with the rest of dance. Like
She hates her.
he never brought this up to the choreographer. He
I
was like,
know, which is awful.
he's like, yeah, this is another girl. Throw her in there. Teach her the steps. I'm like, we're
Yeah,
shooting
teach her the steps.
right now.
Right. And
Like that's
then he doesn't, and then it escalates and he's like, actually, she's gonna take your job for a minute.
yes.
Let her
She
choreograph the other guys too.
improvises a little bit on the shoot and like they put it into the video against the choreographer's wishes.
Yeah. I would have been hot.
Which is crazy.
Like I would have been irritated like having Honey come in last minute, but then having her take my job?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, that would have been it for me. That would have been
Either
it for
way,
me.
we get bop number one, JADA by Jadakiss and She Clout.
Yep.
But Jesus, I would have been so mad. Even as a dancer, I would have been mad. I'm like, who is this girl?
Right. I would have been like, oh great, my day is about to be extended by like so many
Right.
hours because this new girl just showed up.
And now we have to learn new steps, like crazy. Michael then invites Honey to another video. Sometime later, while she's out with some friends, Honey sees Chaz before they
Chaz.
bitches before they see the Jadakiss video on TV.
That was fast.
That was very fast.
That was fast.
Like they edit, like they shot and edited that real quick. Benny and Raymond also see the video, and Benny sees that she put one of his moves in the video, which is literally just a little shimmy and a shoulder pop.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Time honey, to go to then, court. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think you can go to court for a shoulder shimmy and a
shoulder. He was acting pop. Like he could.
Honey then gets her second video where she's like a video girl.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a video girl. She's barely dancing.
Yeah, she's just arm candy.
She's kind of just standing next to him, just like body rolling, but whatever. And we get bop number two, Sexy by Sean Desmond. Never heard of that man before. Never knew the name of that song or that artist until I did this.
I feel episode. Like I know another song from them, no? That name sounds familiar.
That name does not sound familiar to me at all. I only know this song from this movie. Never even heard the full song. Just knew that section of the song from this movie. And sometime later, she gets a check for almost $10,000.
Bro.
Which, like...
In the time that she's in?
Exactly.
To get a check for almost like, $10,000?
To go back to the late 90s and early 2000s, you have to remember... These video girls used to get paid. they made whole careers out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, if you're in a music video, you're not getting paid. Like, let's be for real. But back then, everybody was getting paid. The artist was getting paid. The directors were getting paid. The background dancers were getting paid. Everyone was getting paid.
As they should.
But thanks to good old capitalism, they will start extorting people. Once they need more money at the top. We'll talk about socialism later. And so one day Gina comes over and Honey tells her that she and Michael are going to a fundraiser, but Gina rightfully so thinks that Michael's just trying to get into her panties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is. But they are also going to a gay club.
Yeah. Not that straight men don't go to gay clubs.
Yeah, like, not that you can't. But like when she said that, she's trying to get into her pants. I'm like, then why would you guys go to a gay club? Not that you can't, but like if you're going on a date, I feel like you would go somewhere else.
Go literally anywhere else. Either way, at this fundraiser, which is really just a party, like it's just a party. It's not a fundraiser. He introduces her to Genuine and Rodney Jerkins, Dirkchild, if you don't know.
Yes.
And they give her a job as a choreographer, but she's not going to be their choreographer until she's worked on like three other video shoots so she can like get really good at it.
Because Genuine, that's all it takes.
And Genuine doesn't want to be the test dummy.
Yeah, which fair.
Fair. And so while out one day, Honey bumps into Raymond and takes him to get his hair done, and it happens to be at the shop of Chaz.
Chaz.
And with the help of Raymond, Chaz asks Honey out, and I think she says no.
I think she did say no.
Like she was like skirting across the answer. She's like, I'm really busy.
Yeah. Yeah, and even when Benny was all like, Raymond was like, hey, you're free on Saturday. She's all like, yeah, but I work late.
Yeah.
She was clearly saying no.
She was like, I am not clearly going on a date with this man.
No. Right.
And Lord, so
let us after, pray.
Lord, let us pray for Chaz to get some game. After his hair is done, Honey realizes that no one is picking Raymond up. So she walks him home and gets a view of his like messed up home life. When she drops him off.
Yeah.
Also while out, Honey sees Benny out selling drugs.
Yeah.
At her first shoot as a choreographer, Honey has problems coming up with the choreo, but after watching some guys play basketball and some girls like jump roping,
doing double dutch. Yeah.
She gets inspired and makes the choreo better. We also get bop number 3, which I literally could not find the artist or the song. But I'm guessing the song is called Honey because they say honey so many times. But I literally couldn't, like, I used Shazam. I looked on the Honey soundtrack. Like,
the Honey soundtrack, yeah.
Could not find that song. So sorry if that's your favorite song, but couldn't find it. And so one day, Gina comes over to Honey's house to go shopping for her Atlantic City birthday trip. But Honey's too tired, so she just gives her a dress from the shoot.
And it's a Dolce & Gabbana 3 dress. Gabbana.
Yeah. After a little, like, temper tantrum, Gina eventually takes the dress and leaves.
Yeah. I was all like, girl, I mean, I would be a little mad, too, if my friend didn't want to go shopping with me, but she's giving me a free Dolce & Gabbana dress. I'd take it. I'd be like, girl, you get your rest. I'll come back in, like, 2 hours, and we'll, like, go get dinner or something.
One day while leaving the house, Raymond is at her front door and tells her that his mom's boyfriend punched Benny. And now he doesn't know where he is. And so they go looking for him. Well, No More Drama by Barry J. Blige plays in the background. Very, very loudly, might I add.
Very loudly. The sound mixing not background
was,
music.
Yeah, the sound mixing was very off, but they did it. And they find him at some random Chinese restaurant. Benny then tells her to leave them alone because she's never around anymore. And so she invites them to like help her on video shoots. She then tells Benny to stay with their uncle and to not skip school anymore. And then she'll let him help. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, no one ever keeps their promises. And she's like, Well, I do. And that's supposed to mean something to him, so it works.
It
We then get bop number 4, Hypnotic by Tweet, and Benny tells her that he wants to be a choreographer, but good things only happen to certain people. Mm-hmm. Later that night, Honey pitches her like class kids as dancers for Genuine's new video.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are super excited when they learn that they can audition.
Yeah.
Late one night, while Honey is walking home, one of the drug dealers threatens Honey, and Chaz stands up for her.
Ah, yes, Chaz. In his Adidas tracksuit.
What my whole thing is, this random man, I think his name is BB. Why did he care so much where Benny is?
Right. Like, if you think about it, it shouldn't have been that big of a deal.
You're right. Like, he stopped hanging out with y'all. Who cares?
Right. Ooh. I don't know. I feel like he could have let it go and like found it, like, a new kid or whatever.
Right.
But
unfortunately, there's an endless stream of kids that you could influence. Like,
yeah.
If one of them leaves, just let it go.
Right.
And so one day, Honey shows up to the youth center, and a pipe has burst. And so the city might decide not to even reopen the building once it's fixed.
That building should have been condemned.
Yeah, it should have been condemned. It looked old as hell.
Yeah, like, even before the pipe burst, it just did not look structurally sound.
No. But that's fine, I guess. Chaz and Honey go out on a date, and they talk in his shop and make out while Closer by Gopiel plays in the background. One day, Honey is walking around and she finds a building that's up for sale. And so she goes to the bank and puts down half a deposit to make it into a dance studio. And she promises that she'll give the other half within 30 days.
That was a crazy move, by the way.
That was a crazy move. Like, in what way would that ever work?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, just like, don't keep it up for sale anymore. I'll give you half of the deposit. I'm like, the deposit is what takes it from being off of the market. So if you only give half the deposit, like, that's not how it works, baby.
But it's not. Also, she's buying it sight unseen. She's not even close to having the rest of the money, which would freak me out. And I think the bank wouldn't accept that anyway.
No, they wouldn't. That woman she was working with was a saint, because in no other way would that have ever worked.
She saw the vision and she's all like, I believe in this girl.
Right. She was like, you know what? This girl has a lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give her a chance. And so sometime later, Honey has to cancel going to Atlantic City with her friends when Michael tells her that they have a meeting, but really it's just another party. And at that point I would have been like, something is up with this man.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Something here is strange. Something.
Yeah,
something
that
doesn't feel right.
That was all wrong. Yeah.
He keeps lying to me about what we're doing just to get me to go to parties with him.
Mm.
But maybe Honey is young. We don't ever really know her age. So
she's 22.
She is. They say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, yeah, 22.
It's later. Yeah. It's later in the movie when her and her parents are having dinner.
Oh, okay.
And but, she's like, you're 22. Yeah. You need to see the world. You don't need to be stuck here.
Okay. Well, I can see her being a little obtuse.
Yeah. 22. Yeah. I mean, I was.
And so, yeah, it's really just another party. And at this party, Michael tries to make a move on her and she rejects him and leaves.
Bruh, that was so bad.
That Monday, when they get to the video shoot, Michael fires the kids and her. And then brings in Katrina. Who we just vaguely see in the background twerking on Genuine.
So awkward.
Very awkward. And what's so funny is that woman is actually a choreographer. And she is just being degraded in this movie. At every turn.
Bro, it's kind of funny and it's kind of not.
Right. I would have picked up that script and been like, do y'all hate me?
Right. Like, I was brought on as a choreographer. I didn't know I was going to just stand here and shake ass.
And so when this happens, all the kids get upset. And so Benny starts to hang around his drug dealer friends again. And one day they end up jacking a kid of his shoes. Meanwhile, Michael has blackballed Honey.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Like,
it's so crazy. Like, she rejected you and then she didn't even say anything about it to anybody else. It happened privately. You're just hurt.
Yeah.
You're just hurt. Right. And now you're blackballing her from everyone. That's so
because a 22-year-old didn't want to sleep with you. And like, how old are you?
Right.
Crazy.
He's definitely in his mid-30s.
I was thinking early 40s.
Ooh, but, okay. But, that's being generous, I guess.
And so, yeah, she's not having a good time. Mm-mm. And neither is Benny, because one day while he's selling drugs, he gets arrested.
Honestly, I expected that to happen a lot earlier. There is one shot where, like, the kid, like, one car pulls up and like a bunch of the guys go up to that car, and then another one pulls up like on the other side of the street but like a lot slower, and it's like some white guy. I'm like, oh, that's definitely a cop and they're definitely getting busted right now. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, they should have gotten busted. They kept doing their drug deals out in the open at the same place.
Yes. It's just
like, y'all
broad need to, daylight,
y'all need to change it up, y'all need to go to different places. Right. Also, going up to random people's cars as children is crazy.
Right.
Sending 12, 13, 14-year-olds up to random men's cars is weird.
It's very
weird. I mean having kids sell drugs anyway is weird, but just having them go up to random people's cars is crazy.
The fact that nobody clocked that earlier and said something about it.
Right?
Because it's not normal. You don't see anybody under a certain age going up to a car.
Go up to random people's car. Like, that's weird.
That's weird.
And so, yeah. Benny got arrested. Boo-hoo. At the same time that he's being, like, arrested, Honey goes to get an extension on this deposit and is denied. Because why would we give you an extension?
Right. Like, you made up this. We gave you what we were going to do for you. And then you're like, nah, I got half. I'll pay you another half in however much time. And they're like, I guess. And then you didn't hold up your end of the bargain. So, yeah, they're not going to give you an extension.
They're not going to give you an extension. Let's be real, girl. Honey then tells Gina about everything that happened. And Gina tells her to trust in herself and she will go places. Honey then comes up with an idea to put on a benefit performance for the dance studio, and Chaz gets her an old church to perform in.
I wonder how much she needed.
It was a $17,000 loan. She said she was giving up half, so around,
I can't remember,
8.5.
Yeah, you know.
That's a lot of money. I don't know the specifics of how much he gave that woman.
Right. But still, that's a lot of money.
$8,000, yeah. We'll talk about it. With the help of the kids, they go around and advertise the benefit. They get ready for it. While Gina goes to the bank and gives the flyer to the loan officer. Honey goes to visit Benny in jail and tells him about the benefit, and he says no until she brings up the fact that none of his new quote-unquote friends even came to visit him.
She got a point.
That was a bar, honey. You got that.
Yeah, she ate.
Meanwhile, Michael is visited by Missy Elliott, who is insisting that Honey be her choreographer, but he keeps trying to push Katrina, and Missy is having none of it.
Yeah, no. She's like, do not get that girl in here. I want
she's
Honey.
Like, she's like, no.
Dude, if I was a choreographer and Missy said that to me, I would have been like, I'm out.
I kill myself.
I'm out. I'm taking myself out.
I would go to the top of the building and just jump off. Like,
I'd be like, I'm sorry, where's the nearest elevator? I gotta get to the top of this building.
If I was a dancer and Missy Elliott told me I couldn't dance, I would kill myself.
That was so rough.
Oh gosh, that was awful. But yeah, and so Michael then goes to Honey and, like, begs her to come back, even telling her that he will give her the money for the dance studio. But she says no.
Yeah.
When Benny gets out of juvie, he comes back and he helps choreograph the benefit. And at the benefit, Jenny brings the loan officer, who has invited some nonprofit organizations. And the performance goes well. And we get bop number 5, I believe, by Yolanda Adams. At the end, Honey gets the money from the organizations, and Tweet even shows up.
Yeah.
And I don't know Tweet's money situation back then, but maybe she gave some money. Maybe she just came for moral support. I don't know.
Moral support.
Meanwhile, outside, Missy Elliott is fighting with her driver because he made her late to the performance and she does not want to miss her chance to meet Honey. Like, she was literally cussing this man out.
Yeah.
Clean out.
You're driving Miss Daisy.
You're driving Miss Daisy looking at us. I'm like, wow, that was, wow.
Bro, I don't know if it was needed.
It was not needed. We then get a credit scene / music video of Honey choreographing the video for I'm Good by Black at her studio. buff number six, I'm good, by Black. Yes. And you best believe I watched every single second of that video. Oh,
yeah, of course. I was set.
Yeah, I was set. It was amazing. Black has some hits, by the way, if you all
never... Oh, Black definitely has hits.
Listen to Black. Can't wait to see them perform at the festival I'm going to.
So jealous.
But yeah, that's the end of the movie. So, Kelly, are you ready for the movie fact?
Yes.
Okay, so it's long been believed that the title role was written for Aaliyah in mind, but and that she accepted the role, but she died in August 2001 before they began filming. However, this was proven false, and this role was actually written with Beyonce in mind, but she skipped this project to tour. Wow. I would have loved to see either of them in this role. It would have been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, neither of them were a bad choice.
Neither of them have been a bad choice. If you wanted a better actress, you should have gone with Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And I think they're both on par dance-wise. So I would have been happy. So. I would have been happy with either.
I think so,
yeah. Second movie fact. This film is inspired by the life of choreographer Lorianne Gibson, who appears in this movie as Katrina. And she would reprise her role in the sequel, Honey 2, although she was credited as Rebecca for some reason.
It, like, changed. There's a Honey 2.
There's three Honeys. And I've watched Honey 2, and it was enough for me not to go watch Honey 3.
I thought there was only one Honey.
There's this Honey. There's Honey 2 with with that girl from The Vampire Diaries. What's her name? The girl who played Bonnie. I think.
Oh, her. Yeah.
She's in the second one. And then I think the third one is Tiana Taylor.
Oh, yeah, she is. That is her.
I've never seen the third one. Cat Graham. I've never seen the third one, so I don't really remember who's in it, but I feel like it's Tiana Taylor.
All right, let's look at Honey 3.
Or is that another movie I'm thinking of? There's a movie with Tiana Taylor where she's dancing. Oh, no. Worse. It's Cassie.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's Cassie, dude.
It's Cassie. Even worse. But, yeah.
Dude, there's another one.
What do you mean there's another one? There's four?
Yes.
There can't be four. I've never heard of the fourth one.
Honey, Rise Up and Dance?
Jesus.
That's Tiana Taylor.
That's Tiana Taylor? I knew Tiana Taylor was in a Honey movie.
That's okay. Tiana Taylor.
Did not know there were four. That's crazy.
Yeah, Honey, Rise Up and Dance.
That's insane.
2018. Yo. Got a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn, it came out in 2018. And I still haven't heard of it. That's insane.
It was a Netflix movie.
Oh, that's why no one heard of it. Most Netflix movies just go on that platform and die. That's why no one heard about it.
Oh.
Like, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in one of the Bring It On episodes, but did y'all know there's a Netflix Bring It On movie? Exactly. Movie fact number three. To prepare for her role as a dancer, Jessica Alba took ballet, jazz, and hip-hop classes 6 hours a day for more than 3 months.
Good for her.
Which is crazy. I mean, it helped. She looked somewhat believable as a dancer.
Yeah, she knew how to move, so.
I'm sure if we asked her to dance now, it would not look great. But, yeah. Ooh, and this one I saw coming before I even read this fact. Instead of being filmed in New York City, this film was actually shot in Toronto, Canada, and I could tell it wasn't New York. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but it just didn't feel like New York.
It didn't give the vibe, yeah.
No. And so when I learned that this was actually Toronto, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Never been to Toronto. I feel
like most things that are filmed in New York, I feel like, are filmed in Canada.
Yeah.
Because New York is just so expensive.
It's expensive. That's why you can tell the difference when something has actually been filmed in New York. Mm. This film is the shortest in the Honey. It says Honey trilogy,
Universe.
but I guess there's four. So the Honey
The
universe
Honey Universe.
with a runtime of 94 minutes, while Honey 2 and Honey 3 have runtimes of 110 minutes and 97 minutes. And then, of course, I don't know the runtime of Honey 4 because
Yeah.
didn't even know it existed until 2 minutes ago.
Who
Or I knew it existed. I just didn't know it was
Yeah.
Honey 4.
Yeah, honey, rise up and dance.
Last movie fact, Romeo Miller, who plays Benny, grew 2 inches and his voice deepened before shooting completed. So in the scene where Benny and Raymond go to class and Honey says that she has to go to a video shoot, Romeo had to stand with his legs far apart in order to appear shorter because he's just as tall as Jessica Alba.
That's kind of funny.
That's
I
hilarious.
like that.
Which
That's
is
kind of
like,
funny.
that's what happens when you use children, especially young
Yeah.
boys. We just shoot up one day and nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Okay, Kelly. Now it's time for the question. Is this movie iconic?
Gonna say yes. I'm gonna give it a yes.
Okay, I also said yes.
Because it's I like dance movies. I know like a lot of the time sometimes they're really corny, but I do like dance movies.
They're very corny, but I like this one.
I like dance movies.
I like this one and maybe the first two Step Up movies, and then after that, it just gets ridiculous, and I'm just like,
The first two Step Up movies, the second one is my favorite. The third, I can kind of get behind some of the dances, but like story-wise, eh. But yeah. It's a cute movie. It's a good time. Music's great.
Yeah, great music.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Iconic.
also tricked an entire generation into thinking that Jessica Alba is an amazing dancer. So, for that
Right.
alone, iconic.
Iconic. She catfished all of us.
She did. She sure did. I also thought for the longest time that she was mixed. She is not.
Oh yeah, she's not.
She is not. In fact, if you see her now, she looks like a white woman.
Does she? I haven't seen her recently.
Yeah, she looks like a white woman now. She
Oh, she.
stopped spray tanning or actual tanning or whatever she was doing. Yeah, she looks like a white woman now.
Okay.
But yeah, so Kelly, what are your recommendations for this week?
Okay. My recommendations this week are two shows. They're like internet shows. The first one is called Game Changer. It's this little show that has three comedians go on it, and they don't know what the game is until they start playing it, and like that's like their whole thing. So it's pretty funny. They do they're really funny. I like them. They're like short little 25, 30 minute shows. Yeah, I think they've got a few on YouTube that are free. And then my second recommendation is Dimension 20's play of Metropolis. This is gonna be very nerdy. It's a tabletop RPG. So it's kind of loosely based in like D&D, but it's got like this 1930s PI theme to it. It's really good. What?
Just heard a bunch of letters. It just literally
I
just
know.
you said D&D and I was like, do not disturb, and then you said PI and I was like, I have no idea what she's saying at this point, and I just let it go. I was like, I don't know
But
what she
you know PI, it's a private investigator.
Oh, that's what it meant? Okay.
Yeah, private investigator. 1930s. It's a
I thought
1930s
do not disturb.
noir PI.
See, I wasn't thinking about that because you said
Oh.
do D&D, and I was like, it can't mean do not disturb. So I was like,
It's no,
PI
no, it
can't mean
doesn't.
private investigator.
And then I threw in I could have said TTRPG, but I said tabletop RPG. You know what that means, RPG. Right? Like MMORPG. No. Okay. Anyway, those are my two recommendations. What are yours?
Real player game.
Role-playing game.
I was close.
You were
I
close.
was close.
I will give that to you.
I pretty much hit the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, was that it?
Yes.
It's gonna be a bitch writing that down later. Okay, I have four. I couldn't cut it out. I'm so sorry. This was a good week. My first one is Crystal Tears by Illmian. It's a very good song. I didn't even know this song came out. I was just looking on my Apple Music, and I was looking through like the recently released, and it was on there, and I was like, he released a new song. I
Dang.
was like, why did no one tell me? It was insane, but I found it. I'm always gonna find it. Second is Four Seasons of Loneliness by Boys to Men. Great song. Really love
Yeah.
this song.
Ah, Boys to Men.
They slid on this song. They ate on this song. It's very good.
And you're seeing them too, right? They're gonna be there.
Are they?
Was
If
that, or
they
was that
are, I
last
will.
year's?
If they are, I will most definitely see them. But I don't remember.
I'll have to look it up. I think it might have been last year's, though.
Yeah. Either way, if they're gonna be there, I'll be there. I'll be there. Love you, Boys to Men.
Love you. You're great.
My next recommendation is Tyla's album, Tyla. Really good. There were some songs on there I really enjoyed. So give it a listen. I do stand with the criticisms that some of the songs sound exactly the same. But she's a new artist, so I will let it slide.
Yeah.
But like I also hear that it sounds exactly the same. Like
Yeah.
I have ears. Like I also hear that. The people who are like being like, no, they don't, they're lying. But I love Tyla nonetheless. Wish her a thriving career. And then my last recommendation is I'm Good by Black. Great song.
Yeah.
They slayed. They were given a mic and they knew what to do with it.
And they knew what to do with it.
They were given a mic, heard that hot beat, and were like, we got this.
We got it.
And they did.
Oh no, Boyz II Men was 23.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
I'll live. It's fine.
You'll live.
I'm
It's
seeing
fine.
Brandy. Like I'll live.
Right.
I'll
You're
be
literally
fine.
seeing everyone else.
Yeah, I'll be perfectly fine. If I was just seeing Brandy, I would be perfectly fine. But I'm gonna see Brandy and Janet Jackson. Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's it for me. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcast. Don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories or email SYTYIPodcast@gmail.com. Kelly is like dying. Lord, be with her. If you were like a background dancer in this movie, what was that like? If you know any of the songs that I skipped because I couldn't find the name or the artist, let me know. You good?
We made it.
You made it. That's good.
Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but like, I suddenly felt like I was choking on something.
Okay, girl. Be easy.
Yeah,
Don't forget to share this with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts with 5 stars.
please. Thank you.
Everyone have a good week. I think it's Easter this week. Happy Easter
It
to
is.
all those
Happy
who
Easter.
celebrate. It's almost my sister's birthday, which is crazy. Like that's next week.
And then it's
Insane.
mine. Oh
And then it's
my
Kelly's.
gosh.
And then I'm
You
seeing
remember her birthday?
what? I remember my
You remember
sister's
your sister's
birthday.
birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my sister's birthday, my mom's birthday, my aunt's birthday, and my cousin's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, and by association, remembering my sister's birthday, I also remember one of my uncle's birthdays because they have the same birthday.
Okay, there you go.
So there's a couple up here. There's
yeah, there's a couple.
There's a couple.
I'll remind you of the ones that are coming up.
Okay, cool. My grandpa's birthday is in June, and I can't remember what day it is. My mom will tell me. it's fine.
That's kind of
we don't annoying. We don't ever really do anything for his birthday anyway. He doesn't do stuff, but yeah. Mm. I've also, throughout the years, been putting people's birthdays on my, like, calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Because, like, your birthday is in early April. Brandy's mm-hmm. birthday is in late April.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm good. I got this.
Do you know whose birthday is tomorrow?
Whose birthday is tomorrow? Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm like, I literally talked about this with you last week.
You scared me, Kelly. I was like, wait, am I forgetting? No, I remember. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you got there eventually.
I got there. I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, I'm a mess, y'all. Just know that. I'm a mess when it comes to birthdays. Names. I'm so sorry. But it's just the way my brain works. Literally ask me to remember anything else, I'll remember it. But birthdays and names. Yikes. Either way, everyone have a good week. And stay iconic,
y'all.
Bye.
Bye.